Joining us on the Trending 55 line right now is Mayor Tom Tarpey of Peace River. And first off, Mr. Mayor, as always, thanks for taking the time. And we know yesterday you had your priorities and governance meeting where a lot of interesting updates were given. And I guess in the case of that is that the town is still trying to deliberate and discuss different ways to try to ease the burden that COVID has caused, at least from a municipal perspective. Quite a few options were discussed last night.
So administration needs about another week. They've sort of sketched out a roadmap of how they want to approach it. But certainly we're looking at least waiving the late penalties on town on property taxes. And we're also looking at trying to contain costs at the town of Peace River.
Okay, awesome. And also, I know one of the things that you were talking about, and I know your CAO, Christopher Parker, had mentioned it as well, is talking about the priority of having a bunch of shovel-ready projects to go. And I understand, at least from a grant application perspective, having those projects ready to go is definitely helpful, and I'm going to guess definitely needed at a time when dollars are a little hard to come by.
Yeah, so our strategy will be to take what monies that we have and put them into capital projects that will involve a lot of local labor, i.e. construction projects, and that way we hope to prime the economic pump as we come out of the COVID crisis.
Okay, now I know for some of them and some of those shovel-ready projects, like kind of like Reservoir 365, just to kind of use for example, I know you'd applied, or the town, I should say, had applied for some funding on that and it got turned down. I guess at some point, at least from what I remember in my time in Ontario, there are opportunities to apply for that again in hopes of that, you know, if you don't succeed on that, maybe try again the fourth or fifth time, as I've seen some other towns do. Will the town, I guess, be looking at those again?
Well, we'll certainly we'll be pushing every button that we can to help finance that project. But we did get some grant funding from the province on that one, and that one is a necessity and has to it definitely has to go. So that one isn't optional.
Okay, all right, understanding that. And also some good news in terms of actually getting assistance is that we saw from the Reeve Carolyn Kolobaba, the letter was shown to council of Northern Sunrise County and found out that the town of Peace River and Northern Sunrise County had teamed up for a little bit of a project and got some $108,000 in funding. What can you tell us about that project?
Well, that project is really municipal collaboration and looking at ways that we can share resources and support each other as we go through the next few years.
Okay, and I guess in saying that, one of the things that I saw from a letter from Municipal Affairs Minister Casey Madu is that it's always good to see municipalities working together. And if you can usually get, like, say, for example, like for something like if you can get yourself, the NDFP, say, Northern Sunrise County, maybe four or five other partners, like as part of an application, does it make it that much stronger in the eyes of the province?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, the province always looks favorably on projects where there are a large number of municipalities that are working together.
Okay, great. And also another one, and I saw it too, and I know I've been covering it for quite some time, maybe a little bit of a disappointing note, and that's from the Municipal Climate Change Action Center, and that unfortunately the solar grant application with the Peace Energy Cooperative project for the airport project was an unsuccessful application. And I think at least in terms of that, like what was discussed at the Zoom council meeting yesterday was that the town looks like it's not going to be involved with this. Is the town maybe considering at some point getting involved with this? Because I know Peace Energy Cooperative sounds like they still want to do something, but on a lower scale.
Well, that's what we understand. We understand, even though that they were turned down in the grant funding, Peace Energy Cooperative still wants to go ahead. So we will probably get a presentation or a request on us supporting them in some manner or fashion. So we'll just have to wait to see how that what their ask is for.
Okay, and saying that too, obviously, I guess you can't speculate, but just when I think about the airport, like what a great piece of land that is for something like a solar farm. Even though, as far as it actually goes on paper, that that project is no longer a go, would something by the airport still be something that the town would entertain?
Yeah, I think that would be something that we would still entertain.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to add, Mr. Mayor?
No, I think I'm good.
All
Just
right.
stay healthy and keep physically distancing yourself from, and your listeners as well, from each other. But just stay socially connected, but physically distant.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.